Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Samach Gimel. We left off on Daf Samach Beis and Beis. We're about 15 lines into the very wide lines on Daf Samach Beis and Beis at Vayomer Lamalach Hamashchis Ba'am. Today's shir is sponsored by the siblings of Rabbi Dov Emerson, my friend Rabbi Dov Emerson, in honor of his birthday and his commitment to Daf Yomi. Happy birthday, Dov. And it's in honor of, also sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. By Dr. Avishai Newman in Lezecha Nishmas Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo and Sarah Freda Bas Avram Aryeh, and by Shaki Klar Lezecha Nishmas Yanti Bas Avram. Thank them all very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding Samach Beis Amud Beis, about 15 lines into the wide lines, and we were in the middle of discussing how David HaMelech referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Mesis, and that's what ultimately caused him to count the Jewish people. The Gemara is going to discuss different things that you are and are not allowed to do in a shul versus the Harabayis, what is allowed in each of those locations. And on Samach Gimel, we're going to talk about answering Amen in the Mikdash and the idea of greeting people B'Shem Hashem, why we need so many psukim to tell us that we do such things. The Gemara is going to ask about smichus haparshios to the parsha of Sota. Why is it that we have the parsha of Trumas and Maestros right near the parsha of Sota? Why is it that we have the parsha of Nazir right near the parsha of Sota? Then the Gemara is going to discuss about being ma'aber shanim in Chutz Laretz. It's going to tell a story of someone who attempted to be ma'aber shanim in Chutz Laretz, and how that they put a stop to that because Ki Mitzion Tzeitzei Torah, that these things are supposed to emanate from Tzion. And in Samach Gimel and Beis, we're going to go through a number of teachings that were taught in Kerem B'Yavne, that when the Chachamim gathered together in Kerem B'Yavne, that they taught a number of drashos. And then we're going to have a lot of other drashos relating to Limud HaTorah on Samach Gimel and Beis. We'll see how far we get today. So let's begin. Vayomer L'malach HaMashchis Ba'am. Rav Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar LeKadosh Baruch Hu L'malach, meaning Rav is part of the pasuk. Vayomer L'malach HaMashchis Ba'am. Rav Ata Heref Yadecha is the pasuk. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar LeKadosh Baruch Hu L'malach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malach, Toli Rav Shebehem, take the greatest among them, Sheyesh Bo Lipar Mehem Kamachovos. With the death of the greatest among them, that will be mechaper for many different averos. Ba'osa Shah Meis Avisha Ben Sriya Sheshakol Kerubah Shel Sanhedrin. That this is in the Magefa that happened after David HaMelech counted the Jewish people without taking a kofar nafsho, without taking a shekel. So that was a Ba'osa Shah. At that time, the greatest among them had to die. So Avisha Ben Sriya, who is the equivalent of the majority of the Sanhedrin, is the one that died. So it sounds over here that the Petira of a Tzaddik causes Kapara, and it causes a weakening of the din against the Jewish people. Now the Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshayim, Pnei Hara'a Ne'asaf Tzaddik. Sounds like the Tzaddik is Ne'asaf before the Ra'a, and not that he protects against the Ra'a. So in the Klayakar, he suggests that it all depends on the Jewish people. How do we react to the death of the tzaddik? If we do tshuva by virtue of the fact that the tzaddik had died, then the misa of the tzaddik is in fact mechaper, just like a karban is mechaper for together with tshuva. And if we don't do tshuva at the time of the petira of the tzaddik, then azmin pnei ha-ra'a ne'asaf ha-tzaddik. And by the magefa it says vayipal David v'azkeinu mechasim b'sakim al pneihem. So you see that they did tshuva, and therefore the misa ha-tzaddik will serve as a kapara, meaning very similar to kapanos. The Navi is full of statements by Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Neviim that if you're not going to do tshuva when you bring your kapanos and you're just going to bring empty kapanos, then it's Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to look at that kindly. Adrabah, it will be considered a terrible thing that you bring kapanos. So you're just going through the motions. But if a person does tshuva when they bring their kapanos, then that has the capacity to be mechaper. So the greatest karban is the Misa Satzadik. Ubahashkis Ra'a Hashem Vayinachem, my Ra'a, what exactly did Hashem see that caused him to be misnachim, that caused him to change his mind and to be comforted and no longer carry out this magefa? So Amar Rav says one possibility, Ra'a Yaakov Avinu. He saw Zechusah Yaakov Avinu, the great Zechus of Yaakov Avinu. Dechseva Yomer Yaakov Kashara Am. So because by Yaakov he used the lashon of Re'iyah, so we darshan that he saw Yaakov Avinu. In the Ben Yoyada, he raises the question. You know, Avram Avinu also says Vayar Samakom Erachok, Vayar Vinei Ayil by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayar Moshe Es Kol HaMelacha. So there's a lashon Re'iyah by a lot of really great people. Why is it Dafka Yaakov Avinu that we're pointing to? So he says that the Demus Yaakov is Chakuka B'Kisei HaKavod. It's engraved on the Kisei HaKavod. Shachar Baruch Hu is promising that Be'ez Sarah, he'll see the Demus of Yaakov and it'll be Merachim on the children of Yaakov. That's why David HaMelech says, Yancha Hashem B'Yom Sarah, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Elkei Yaakov. It doesn't say Elkei Avram or Yitzchak. So here, Ra'a Hashem sounds like the Re'iyah that Hashem sees. It's Chakuk al Kisei HaKavod. That's what it's designated for, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see that image of Yaakov Avinu. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, it wasn't Yaakov, but it was Afra Shal Yitzchak Ra. He saw the ashes of Yitzchak, Shenemar, Elkim Yireh Lavaseh. So since it uses Lashon Re'iyah by Yitzchak and by Akedas Yitzchak, so that's the great Zuchus. The Marsha says, wait a second, there was no ashes of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was not actually burnt on the Mizbeach. We know how that story ends. So what does that mean? You see the ashes of Yitzchak. So he says it means the Afer of the Seh that took the place of Yitzchak on the Mizbeach. Tosus Maseches Tainus sounds like Faro Shal Yitzchak Mamish, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden just points out that that can't be, because there was no Faro Shal Yitzchak. The other possibility that the Marsha suggests, Faro Shal Yitzchak in the Machshava of Avram Avinu Teshechtin, that Avram Avinu had to visualize what this whole thing is going to look like. So even in Avram Avinu's imagination, that great Zuchus, Avram Avinu was willing to go through with it, even though he had to visualize what it was all going to look like. That's the Afer that was seen. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Kesef Kippurim Ra'a. That no, it was the third thing that he saw. He saw the Kesef Kippurim that Klal Yisrael gave when they were first counted in the Midbar. Shenemar V'lakachta Es Kesef Kippurim Me'es B'nei Yisrael. And that was Mechaper for this minion, for this counting. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Beis HaMikdash Ra'a. Fourth possibility, he saw the Beis HaMikdash. T'chsiv B'har Hashem Yeira'eh. So Pligi Ber Rabbi Yaakov Ber Yidiver B'Shmuel Ben Achmani Chad Amar Kesef Kippurim Ra'a V'chad Amar Beis HaMikdash Ra'a. Machlokas, which was it? Was it the first counting that was done properly, or was it the Beis HaMikdash, chus of the Beis HaMikdash? Mestaber, command Yomer, Beis HaMikdash Ra'a Shenemer, Asher Yomer Ayom, Bahar Hashem Yera'eh. Lo Yikonis Ad Ma'arbayis Ma'akolo. A person should not go into Arbayis with his walking stick. He should not make the Arbayis into a shortcut, into a Kapandaria. So my Kapandaria, what does the word Kapandaria mean? Samarava Kapandaria Kishma. I don't clear what that means. I mean, if the Gemara knew what it meant, then why would it ask what a Kapandaria is? The Achronim are bothered by this. They didn't see like a really great Mahalich in terms of understanding that. Rav Chana Bar Adam, Shmei de Rav Sama, Brei de Rav Mari Amar, that he explains the etymology of the word. Command Yamarinish Adamakifna Adari Eil Baha. Instead of going around these rows of houses, I'll just go in the fastest, the fastest way, direct line from point A to point B. So that's what Kapandari is, the Nutrikun of Adamakifna Adari. Then instead of going around the long way, I'll go this way. So in Megillah, the Gemara has a similar discussion. Megillah Daf Chavtes Amarava Kapandaria Kishma. And then the Gemara says My Kishma. What do you mean, Kishma? So it's not two deos, it's an explanation of what Kishma means, which makes a lot of sense, that the Gemara is just giving really one explanation of what the etymology of the word is. If a person enters the Beis HaKnesses not intending to make it a Kapandaria, then it's mutter at that point to make it a Kapandaria. If it was a path before the Beis HaKnesses was ever built, then it's also mutter to make it a shortcut. If a person goes into a shul to daven, so on his way out, he can go out through the short way, through the other exit, and thereby make it a shortcut. The Rush has a girsa, not mutter, mitzvah lasosa kapandaria, that it's ideal that if a person goes in one door of shul, he should go out the other door of shul after he davens. You only can't use it as a shortcut if you didn't daven there. But if you daven there, then then dafka, you're supposed to use it as a shortcut. And the Ran explains, why would that be? So he says, it shows a chibuv Beis HaKnesses, that as if you want to cover every inch of the Beis HaKnesses. So certainly during davening, you're not supposed to be walking around and covering every inch of the Beis HaKnesses. That's not like your own mit lefnei hamakom. A person was supposed to stand in one place. But after davening, when he finishes davening, to dafka go out from the exit that was furthest away from the entrance that he came in. So that would be a mitzvah according to the girsa of the Rush. Shenamar, pasuk says, uvevo am haaretz lefnei Hashem b'mo adim, and the pasuk continues, the Gemara's of the Gomer, haba derech shar tzafon l'shtachvos yetze derech shar negev, v'haba derech shar negev yetze derech shar tzafona. You came in through one gate, go out through the other one. The pasuk continues, lo yashav derech hashar asher bavo kinicho yetze. Don't go out in the same gate that you came in. Go out on the other side. So you see that Klal Yisrael, and when it came to going to the Mikdash, they would go out through a different gate, and that shows a certain sense of chavivus. So that's the kiyum of showing chavivus for the Makom Kadosh. The Marsha writes that Rabbi Shmuel Levi must hold like the Shita Megillah that Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita VeKitchel Asalavo, and therefore that's the next thing. So Rukika Mikal V'Chomer says, Mar, it's usher to do Rukika Barabbais, to spit on Harabbais based on a Kal V'Chomer. So Amra Bibi Amra Bishoba Levi Kala Rokik Barabbais Bismanazeh Kilu Rokik Bibas Eino, that anyone who spits on Harabbais Bismanazeh is as if he's spitting on Kodesh Baruch Hu's eye. Shenemar Vaya Eini Vilibi Sham Kalayam, that Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes and heart are there all the time. So even after Chorban Abayis, and that's what I meant to say, Marsha points out that that's assuming like the Shita Mesachs Megillah, the Kedusha Rishon, Kitchel Shaita, VeKitchel Asalavo, and that's why even Bizman Azeh you're not allowed to be Rokik Bar Abayis, even though unfortunately we do not yet have a Beis Hamikdash on Har Abayis. Amar Rava, Rukika Beis HaKnesses Sharia, one is allowed to spit in shul Midid Hava Aminol, just like wearing shoes. Ma Aminol Bar Abayis also Beis HaKnesses Mutter, just like wearing shoes you're not allowed to do on Har Abayis, but you're allowed to do in shul. Af Rukika Bar Abayis Uda Aser Beis HaKnesses Shari. So too when it comes to Rukika, yes, it's Aser to do it in Har Abayis, but in Beis HaKnesses it's Mutter. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefila Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Yud that Vim Hayot Sarich Laruk Yaruk BeBeis HaKnesses, that if a person has to spit, then he can spit in the Beis HaKnesses. So it sounds like it's only if it's Letzarech and Shalol L'Ritzon, it's not something that he wanted to do. But if the person's not allowed to dafka spit in Beis HaKnesses. It's also, we already learned earlier in the Masechta, back on Daf Chav Dalid, that there are a whole bunch of things that a person is not allowed to do while he is davening. A person is not allowed to burp or pass gas or whatever. All these different things while he's davening. He's not allowed to spit while he's davening either. But there are different dinim. There are dinim of tefillah and there are dinim of Beis HaKnesses. So there are certain things you're not allowed to do during davening, and then there are other things that you're allowed to do in the Beis HaKnesses, but not allowed to, there are things you're allowed to do in the Beis HaKnesses, but not during davening. And then there are things you're not allowed to do in the Beis HaKnesses at all. It happens to be in Shulchan Aruch, Sicha B'Teila is Aser B'Beis HaKnesses. I mean, we make a big deal about not talking during davening. What's the din in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses? There should be a certain awe of the Makom that's a din in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So, for example, Rekika is one of these halachos that you're allowed to do in Beis HaKnesses, you're just not allowed to do during davening. So, Amri Le Rapapa Le Rava, Va'amri Le Ravina Le Rava, Va'amri Le Ravad Bar Maslan Rava, Adiyalav Miminal, instead of learning Rakika from shoes, that Dafka, it's only Asar and Harabais, but you're allowed to do it in shul, Nailav Mikapadaria, why don't you learn the din of spitting from shortcuts? That shortcuts are Asar not only in Harabais, are Asar in shul also. So shouldn't we say that spinning should be like a shortcut? Amle, Tana Yalav Miminal, Vat Amrit Mikapadaria, the Tana learns it from Minal. Why would you learn it from Kapadaria? Maihi, where do we find that the Tana learns it from shoes? The Tanya, Lo Yikari Sadam Larabais, Person's not allowed to enter the Harabayis with his walking stick. In the Shavos Yaakov, he has a tshuva in Chel Gimel Siman Aleph that it means the walking stick of Ovri Drachim that gets dirty. But sometimes people have a walking stick of Derech Kavod, like a Hasidish Rebbe sometimes will have a sharbit of Melucha or something that he walks around with. So that's Adrabah, that's a din of Kavod. And not all the Achronim agree. And the Yosef Omitz says, no, Adrabah, there's no Gavus, Lefnei HaMakom. You can't can't be walking with a sense of gaiva in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So not with makala shabiyado, v'lobim in olo shabaraglo, he can't go on Arabayis with his shoes, v'lobim mos atzrum lo besadino, he can't have money wrapped in his wallet on Harabayis. Tosos Maseches Pesachim writes that it's only Aser Befarhesya, because it looks like you're going there to do business. But Betzina, it's Mutter. Not everyone agrees. From the Lashon of the Rambam, it sounds like it's just Aser. You're not allowed to bring your wallet onto Har HaBayis. They must have had cubbies outside that you keep your wallet in, lockers or whatever, but you can't go even if it's in your pocket. Ubepundasa, you're not allowed to go with the belt that they would carry, the money belt. Hamuvshal Sacharav, even if it's behind you, v'loya sena kapandaria, and you're not allowed to make the harabayis a shortcut. Urikika mikal v'chomer mimino, and you're not allowed to spin on harabayis, just like you're not allowed to wear shoes. Uma minol shein v'derech b'zayon amar Torah shalna lechem el raglecha. If wearing shoes, which is not a derech b'zayon, still when Moshe Rabbeinu sees the sneb boer, he sees the burning bush, he is told he has to remove his shoes. Rikika she derech b'zayon lekol shkeitz of spinning, which is a derech b'zayon. Of course, that's going to be aser in harabayis. You don't need to learn Rikika from a kal v'chomer from shoes. You can learn as follows: Harei Omer ki ein lavol shar melech bilvush sak. Oh, Megillas Esther, that you don't go to the shar melech bilvush sak. Velo dvarim kal v'chomer umas sak she einu motus, sackcloth which is not motus, and it's lefnei basar v'dam. It's about going to a human king. So kach, still the din of the malchus is that you can't go to the shar melech dressed that way. So Rikika shimu usa, spitting on Harabayis, which is disgusting, and the Fnei Melech Malchayim Lachim, and it's in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Lo Kol Shekein, all the more so that's going to be Asur. So Amalei Anah Hachi Kamin. And if Papa says to Rava, what I meant to say is as follows: Neima Hachal Luchumra V'Hachal Luchumra. We should learn that by Harabayis and Beis Knesses that we go Luchumra. The Eima, we should say as follows: Harabayis to Asur B'Minol Lilfa Mi Minol Avol Beis Knesses to Shari B'Minol Adiel B'Minol Leheter Nailed me kapandaria ule iser, that our bias that you're not allowed to go in with your shoes on. We should learn rikika from a kal v'chomer from shoes that you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to spit on our bias either. But beis haknesses that you're allowed to go with your shoes on. So instead of learning spitting in a shul from wearing shoes and saying that it's mutter, that just like you're allowed to wear shoes in shul, you're allowed to spit in shul. Why don't we learn from a kal v'chomer from taking a shortcut? That if you're not allowed to take a shortcut in shul, then it should be usher as well to spit in shul because it's disgusting. Ella Amar Rava says the reason you're allowed to spit in a Beis HaKnesses is based on a svara. Ki beso, that a Beis HaKnesses should be treated with the dignity with which one treats their home. Ma beso a kapandaria kapadinish, a rikiko mina lo kapadinish, just like one's own home. You're makbid if someone decides to use your home as a shortcut, but if someone spits or wears shoes, people are not makbid about that in their own home. If you see someone walking through your house and you say, excuse me, what are you doing here? I'm sorry, it's the quickest way to get from that block to that block, you'd get kind of upset. You would not want them there. But when they had dirt floors, spitting on the ground was considered something that was normal. It was not something that was that was problematic. And wearing shoes also, low cup of dinish, people don't mind if you have if you wore shoes. There are some people that make you take off the shoes before you walk on the carpet or whatever. But most people don't mind if you wear shoes in their house. So Beis HaKnesses, Kapandari Yudasir, Rikiko Minel Shari. So that's the din of Beis HaKnesses. Rav Shechter points out in Eretz HaTzvi, now we find that fundamentally is the difference between a shul and the mikdash. When it comes to the mikdash, it's the Beis Hashem. When it comes to our shul, the dinim of kavod that we have, they're both the meeting place between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's just, where are we meeting? Are we meeting at his house or are we meeting at our house? So when you go to the Beis Hashem, there are certain levels of kavod that have to be shown for the Beis Hashem. When it's a Beis HaKnesses, it's ki'ilu, it's our house. We have to treat it with the same dignity that we would treat our own homes. So people aren't so makbid to remove shoes. But Rav Shechter pointed out, if it's a snowy day and you're walking in with boots, most people would make you take off your boots before you go into their home. That you walk around the home, you shouldn't walk around with dirty boots full of snow or mud or whatever. So he said, l'chora, when someone comes to shul on a snowy day, they should bring an extra pair of shoes. They should not be allowed to walk around in shul in boots. Or he wrote the piece a long time ago, so he spoke about galoshes. But whatever it is, I don't think people wear galoshes so much nowadays, but whatever it is, whatever the footwear is in the snow, that you'd be mocked not to have in your home, a person should be makbid over here as well. Seriously, rakika on the dirt floor. What about on Shabbos? Are you allowed to spit on the floor? On Shabbos, as Magen Avraham writes that it's not a violation of mimareach. That even if it's a thick phlegm, a person is allowed to spit it into the floor and even rub it into the dirt. You're allowed to with your foot rub it into the dirt. Why isn't mimareach that you're smoothing something over a substance? So Magen Avraham writes because it's totally absorbed into the ground. Mimareach is when you're trying to take some. Mimareach is a told of mimachik. You try to take a thick substance and you smooth it over a surface, but it's then going to sit on that surface. If it's going to be absorbed into the surface, then it's not a violation of machik. That was one of the shailas people are asking about with coronavirus, is about using Purell. So Purell is not a shaila mareach anyway, because it's totally liquidy. But lu yitzur, if there is such a disinfectant that's more of a gel and less of a liquid, so that's what a number of the poskim are makel, because it gets absorbed into the skin. Probably ideally you should use Purell, but if the CVS doesn't have any and they only have this thicker substance. So under these circumstances, Moreni Rav Willig Shlita Paskin, that we could rely on those shitos, Rav Vadi Yosef and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who hold that if it gets absorbed into something and it's not meant to stay over the surface, then that's not going to be a violation of Mimareach. The Rav Vadi talks about brushing teeth on Shabbos. He says he doesn't think toothpaste is a violation of Mimareach because it's also not meant to stay over the site. You're smoothing it out over your teeth, but then you spit it out. It's not meant to stay there over the teeth. That's why it's not a violation of Mimareach. Okay. Kol chos mei brachos shabim mikdash. We said that all the chos mei brachos, when they would conclude brachos in the base of mikdash, they would say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael ad ha'olam. But in mikdash sheni, when there were tzedukim that were saying, oh, there's only one world, there's no olam haba, so then we change the nusach to mina olam v'yad ha'olam. So says Mar, kol kach lama, why do you have to say all of this? You know, you want to say that people are tithing that there's only one world, so it's only because they use the words mina olam. So just don't say that at all. Just be makatzer and don't say mina olam at all. So No, they had to say min olam, because you don't answer amen to a bracha in the mikdash. You answer baruch shem kol malchuso li olam va'ed. So even if you don't say min olam in the bracha itself, it's not going to help, because you're still going to say baruch shem kol malchuso li olam va'ed, and the tzedukim are still going to say that there's only one olam. So there's no way around it, and therefore we might as well be misakin in the bracha itself olam, and we're misakin in bayisheni that there be two olamos that we mentioned min olam v'yad olam, so to highlight that there are two olamos. That the Shita Mekvetzes also points out that since they're answering baruch shem kol malchuso v'ed, it makes sense that the mevarich will be ma'arich also. That it doesn't make sense to have a bracha that's very short and then a response to the bracha that's a very long response. Uminayim sheinon on amen v'mikdash. How do I know we don't answer amen in the mikdash? Shneimar, because the pasuk says in Nechemya, kumu baruchu es Hashem Elokeichem min olam. So va'omer, and the pasuk says va'yivarchu shem kavodecha umromem al kol bracha utihila. So yachol kol brachos kulan tei lahen tihila achas. You might think that all brachos that at the end of the last bracha you say one time baruch shem kol malchuso l'olam. Tamalomer, that's why it says umromem al kol bracha utihila. Al kol bracha bracha tei lo tihila. For every bracha we respond baruch shem kol in the mikdash. Hiskinu she'adam shol b'shalom chaveru. Then the Mishnah said that they made a takan that you should be shol b'shalom chaveru using the Shem Hashem based on a few pesukim, based on pesukim Rus, v'nei ba'az b'mi beis lechem v'yomer l'kotzim Hashem imachem v'yomer lo yivarech Hashem. And we said v'yomer, the pesuk says in Shoftim Hashem imcha gibarach ha'il, and the pesuk in Mishlei v'al tavos ki zikrei mecha, and the pesuk in Tehillim eisas Hashem eferus orasecha. So it says my v'yomer, why do we keep quoting all of these pesukim? Why wasn't the pasuk by Boaz good enough? V'chi tema Boaz midaiti d'nafshei ka'amar. You can say maybe Boaz did that on his own, and we should have learned from him. So Tashma, that's where we bring a raya from another pasuk that the malach that came to Gidon said to him, Hashem imcha gibarachayim. V'chi tema malach who'd come to Gidon. And if you can say that was the malach that was talking to Gidon, but it wasn't. He was a shlichus of Kadosh Baruch Hu to use the Shem Hashem. So he indicated that he was of Kadosh Baruch Hu by using the Shem Hashem, but that doesn't mean every person who greets another person. So Tashma, that's why we have another raya, Al Tavuz That don't be mevaza Boaz and say that he did this on his own. No, you're supposed to learn from the Zikne Yisrael. That's how we learn how to do anything. We go back in our Masorah and we learn from the Zikenim. And what Boaz did over here was, even though it seems to be against the Torah to use Shem Shemayim, but Boaz thought that it was Neslas Hashem that he had to do this. He was concerned that people would forget Shem Shemayim and that they would only have Shem Avodah Zarah Shagur B'fiyem. So they were matir to be masker shem shemayim levatala. So that's the eis lasos. The Achronim raised the kasha. Eis lasos Hashem efer sosech is a pasuk in Tehillim. That was said by David HaMelech. That was four generations after Boaz. So how can you say that Boaz was relying on eis lasos Hashem efer sosech? And the obvious answer is David HaMelech put it into words. But that was already part of Judaism. The idea was already part of Judaism before David HaMelech came along. Amar Rava, hay krami reishi l'sefer midrash, misefer l'reishi midrash. The pasuk could be darshaned in both directions. Mireshi the Sefer Midrash, you could darshan the pasuk and understand it in order that Esas Hashem, we have certain times that we have to punish those who violate the Ratzon Hashem, Matam. Why is it that that there are these piranhas, Mishom Eferu Sorasecha, because they failed in following the Torah. And we say for the Reshi Midrash. And we could also darshan in the other way, that Heferu Torasecha. Sometimes we have to be made for Torasecha, we have to go against the Torah. My time, what would ever be a good reason to go against the Torah? Mishamei Slas Hashem, because it's a particular time that requires a siyag, it requires a geder, l'shem Hashem, so l'shem Shemayim, sometimes we have to do it. Tanya Hillel Zaken Omer, b'shas amachnisin pazer, in a time when there aren't that many people learning Torah, teaching Torah barabim, they're just learning Torah on their own, so then you have to try to spread Torah to as many Talmidim as possible. B'shas amefazrim, if there are lots of Torah teachers out there, kanei, so then you could sit and learn. You don't have to go teaching Torah. There's lots of other ways that people can get Torah. And if you see a generation that the Torah is very beloved to it, pazer, so then you should go spread the Torah to as many people as possible. Sometimes it's not only don't you lose, you gain a lot more Torah by spreading Torah. And if you see a generation that's not interested in learning Torah, that don't love Torah, so then don't teach it to other people, because then they're going to just be mevaza the divrei Torah. Meaning then you should spend all your time learning Torah, because there are certain times where people are going to take the Torah and just be mevaza it. Dorish bar kapara Zolas kavots kenemina, that if you see that that there's schora that's very cheap, so kavots kenemina, gather it in, buy as much of it as you can, because ultimately it's going to go up in price. So why are we giving business advice all of a sudden? So the Ein Yaakov says, no, this is also about Torah. That if you see that even though no one seems to be interested in learning Torah, learn a lot of Torah, you'll see at some point it's going to make a comeback. The Torah always survives, even if there's a generation where it seems that nobody's interested. Remember Rav Shachter telling us that he spoke to someone who learned in Rav Salvechik's kollel in Boston when Rav Salvechik first came to America before he went to Yeshiva University, before his father passed away. In the 1930s, he had a small kollel in Boston. There were like five guys that were learning with him. Rav Michal Feinstein was learning under him, and a few others that who were Go'onei Olam, that were learning by him. So Rav Shachter asked one of them if he has notes from those years from Rav Salvechik's shiurim. He said, notes? We thought that we were the last people that would ever learn Torah. Europe was burning, and no one was interested in America. We didn't think that there would ever be anyone that would be learning Torah. So you think about, like, well, what it must have taken to spend your days and nights teaching Torah and learning Torah when the entire world wasn't interested in learning Torah. Just remarkable. So ba'asar deles gavar, in a place where there's no one there to give hora'a, tamin havi gavar, then you should try to be a man. You should try to be the one to do it. Amar Rabbi, shmamina ba'asar deis gavar taman lo tavi gavar. When there is already a person who's Bal Hora'a, who's paskening the shailas of a community, so then you shouldn't be the one to step in. So pshita. So isn't that pashut? Obviously, you're not allowed to do that if there's already a rabbi. You don't go and get up and pasken all the shailas. So l'nitzchal b'shashem shavin. No, it means if you're just as big a Talmud Chacham as the rabbi, so still you shouldn't do it if there's already someone there. Meaning the point of all of this is that it should never be about you. Meaning it should never be about how do I get my name out there? How do I assert myself? It should be about what the needs of the community are. So if the community community needs more Torah to be spread, good, so then fill that gap. And if the community doesn't need it, so then it's not about making a name for oneself. Darish Bar Kapara, Yizvi Parsha Katana, Shekol Gufei Torah Tulinba. What is a Parsha Katana that all of the Yisodos of Torah are in this Parsha Katana? So the Pasuk says in Mishle, B'chol D'Rachecha De'ehu, V'hu Yiyasher Orchosecha, that you do all of everything L'Shem Shemayim, even things that are matters of Rishus. Amrav Afil Dvar Aveira, even sometimes it means doing a Dvar Aveira, and you do it L'Tzorech HaMitzvah, like Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, that he was Makriv on a Bama at a time of Isser Bamos, but he did it because to show that Hashem Hu Elokim, in order that Klal Yisrael shouldn't violate the Baal, so the Baal of Adzar, so that's what you do in certain times. Darish Bar Kapara, Lo Mi'am L'Radim Espino Umlus Nekiyah V'Kala, person should always teach his child a trade that is easy and clean. Maihi, what is such a trade? Amrav Chista Machta de Talmiyusa, a certain type of stitch, to learn how to sew, a certain type of stitch in a very straight way. It's something that's always going to be needed, so it will always be in demand, and it's something that doesn't involve dishonesty. So Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, Lo Mal Yarba Adam Reyim B'Tof Beis, so a person shouldn't have too many friends around his house. Shemar Ish Reyim L'Soreya, someone who has a lot of friends, eventually they're gonna start fighting. Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, Al Yimna Adam Apotropos B'Tof Beis, so a person should not put someone in charge of all of his properties in his house, because look what happened to Potiphar when he appointed Yosef as an apotropos over his entire house. His wife, who wanted to be Mizana because Yosef was an apotropos. When he was a slave boy, she had no interest. But to give him such a position of authority in the house, so then it's going to be interesting to her. Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, Lominis v'chaparshas Nozir l'parshas Sota. Why is it that there's a smichus aparshios between Nozir and Sota? Maral points out in Gor Aryeh and Parshas Naso, you can ask that about every parsha in the Torah. I mean, what kind of why is this one next to that one? So he says, no, we're dafka asking that it just seems so off, because Parsha Sota is the Hepech HaKadusha, and Nazir is the Nazir Elokim Barosha, it's an elevated level of Kedusha. So what do they have to do with each other? If a person sees the Sota, when we're menavel the Sota, we're mevayish the Sota, we put her through all these indignities. The Mishnah tells him, Sech Sota, the Kohen would ruin her hair, it would be Koreas Begadeha, and if she had white clothing, they would be Malbisha Shechorim. If she had tachshitim, she had jewelry, they would take it off and they would tie this rope around her clothing just to hold it on, just to hold the clothing on. So if someone sees that indignity that she suffers, yazratu minayayim, then he'll decide to become a nazir, because he sees how wine can lead people to make poor decisions in their life, like this woman who probably was having a good time and drinking wine, and that led to this avera. Amar chizkiya b'reder panacham Rabbi Yochanan, lominis kol parsha sotel parsha shumas maisos. Parsha Sota is also juxtaposed with the Parsha of Trumas and Maisos. Lomel Chakol Shiesh Trumas and Maisos Vein Nosan LeKohen Sof Nitzach LeKohen Al Yidei Ishto. That if a person doesn't give his Trumas and Maisos properly, doesn't distribute to the Kohen, he's ultimately going to need the Kohen, because his wife is going to become a Sota and he's going to need the help of a Kohen. So the Ein Elio asks, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mesis, the wife, to do an Avera because the guy didn't give his Trumas? Meaning, she doesn't just become a Sota. She had to do something wrong to become a Sota. She says, no. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mazmelo and Isha that's Eina Tzenua. He's going to find a woman that's not Tzenua. And Mimela, a woman that's not Tzenua, is going to engage in these kinds of behaviors, but he's going to find the wrong wife. Shenamar Vistach Kadoshav Lo Yiyu V'samachlei Ish Ish Kisis Te Ishto Uksiv Evia Ish As Ishto, that the man has to bring the wife to the Kohen. V'lo that the kachim will be for the pasuk is v'ishas kedushav, that you're ma'akiv them as if they're your own kachim and you don't give them to a kohen. Lo yiyu, the maisos, you'll become an ani and you'll have to take maisor ani, meaning ultimately you're going to need to take these matanos if you don't distribute them as you are supposed to. That a person who doesn't distribute it properly is ultimately going to become a poor person himself, and he's going to have to take maisor ani. But if you take care of your trumas and maaser, you give them to a kohen, ultimately you become wealthy. Shneamar isha shayitin the kohen lo yiyah mamon harbe. If you give it to the kohen, then lo yiyah, then you're going to have lots of money. This is one of many, many mamari chazal where we have this counterintuitive statement that the more a person gives, the wealthier he will become. Right? You would think that the more you give, the less money you have. But aser bishvil shetis asher, the Gemara says, melach mamon chazal. aser. We have all of these statements of Chazal that the more a person gives, the more wealthy he becomes. And Rav Shimon Shkap explains in his introduction to Shari Yosher, it's like a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes an investment with you. If he sees that you did well with the first investment, with the initial investment, so he'll give more. So Kodesh Baruch Hu sees, how do you handle money? So if he sees that you're taking care of his children with it, so he's going to give you more. But if he sees that you throw away the money, then Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to invest with you anymore, regardless of what other mitzvahs a person might have. Anyone who says a baruch dayana emes when he's in tsar, he thinks of Hashem, kofelo parnasas, double his parnasas. Shnei Rav Yashaka b'tzarecha, the kesef tov oslach. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, parnasas bo fefes lo katzipor. His parnas is going to chase after him like a bird flying after him. Shnei Amar, the kesef tov oslach. Amar b'tavi Amar b'yoshia. Kala merafa atzma midivrei Torah, ein bo koach lamal biyom tzara. Anyone who weakens himself from divrei Torah is not going to have the koach to stand on a yom tzara. Shnei Amar sarpisa biyom tzara, tzar kochacha. That if you're weak from Torah, then the malachi yasharis aren't going to give you koach on the day of your tzara. Amar b'yavim bar masa, Amar Shmuel, v'afilu mitzvah achas. Shnei Amar sarpisa mikol makom. Even if you're just weak in one mitzvah and you decided to ignore it, that itself is going to drain a person of their koach. That a person needs their koach to do mitzvahs. So if we show that we use our koach for mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us more koach to do mitzvahs. Amar Rav Safra, Rabbi Yavala of Mishtai, kisheyared chanina, Benachi Rabbi Yeshua Legola. Rabbi Yavoh would tell the story that when Chanina Benachi Rabbi Yeshua went to Galus, he did against the halacha. He was ma'aber shanim. He made leap years and was koveya months when Rosh Chodesh is in Chutz La'aretz, and that's against the Gemara. The Mishnah Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph says that you're not to be ma'aber shana anywhere but Yehuda. Pasuk says l'shichno tidrushu kol drisha shatadorish lo yuha l'shichno shal. It has to be in the neighborhood of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be in the makom of the Migdash. And he went to be Ma'abr Shanim. So Shigrach Rav Shnei Tamidicham. So two Tamidicham from Eretz Yisrael chased after him. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur ben Beno Shel Zecharia ben Kavutal. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur and the grandson of Zecharia ben Kavutal were the two Tamidichamim. Kivan Sharos Amar Lahem. When Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua saw these two Tamidichamim, he said to them, Lama Basem, why are you coming? They said, "Lilmot Torah banu." We came to learn Torah. Hichriz aleim. So he said, "Oh wow!" He thought these were very chashuv people. He said, "Nashim alalu gedolei adorim." He told the whole community in Chutz La'aretz, "These people are gedolei ador." Vavoseim shimshub beis hamikdash. Their forefathers were mishamish in the beis hamikdash. Kosa sheshaninu. That's what it says in Maseches Yuma. That Zechariah ben Kavutal Omer harbe pam karisi lefanav the sefer Daniel. Zechariah ben Kavutal used to have the job of keeping the Kohen Gadol awake on Yom Kippur, so he would read him entertaining things like sefer Daniel, because you can't fall asleep when you're learning Sefer Daniel. So Hischel Hu Metame Vehem Metarim. But then he started paskening this Chanina Ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Legola. Every time he was Metame, these two Tamid Chum would be Metar. Hu Oser Vehem Atirim. Hitlas Aleim Anosh Malol Shal Shavim. He said these people are a bunch of liars. Shal Tohu. They're liars because they said they came to learn Torah. They didn't. They came to argue with me. And Shal Tohu. And they're also wrong about everything. So Amrlo Kavar Benisa. So everyone said, you just said these were Gedolei Adar. Viata Yachol Istar. So you can't now say that they're nobodies. Kvar gadarta, you already built these fences. You can't knock down the fences you built. So he said to them, what are you guys doing? Why is it every time I'm a tamei, you're matar? We're trying to stop you from doing what you're doing. You're not allowed to be ma'abr shanim v'kovei achadash v'chutz l'aretz. So Amalem, he said, but I have a reason. There's precedent. Rabbi Akiva used to do it. So Amalem, hanach Rabbi Akiva sholiniach chamos of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva did it because there's no one as qualified as him in Eretz Yisrael. That's not the same by you. So Amar Lahem, yes it is. Afani lo inachti kamosi b'Eretz Yisrael. He says, there was no one as qualified as me in Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Lahem, they said, which again, meaning he knew who he was, meaning it's not a lack of anivus. He said, when I left Eretz Yisrael, there was no one as qualified as I was. Reminds me of what Rabbi Teller said when he asked Moshe Feinstein if he should say a bracha on him. Yeah, you should say a bracha. You have to know what the halacha is. So Amrlo, so they said to him, Gedim she'enachta nasu tiyashim balik ranayim. They said, no, you're wrong, because now the people that when you left you didn't think were so great, and they weren't, have now become very great. Ve'im shegrunu etzlacha v'chein amrlanu l'chuvir melo b'shmenu im shomea mutav v'im lav yehi benidoi. And they're the ones that sent us to you to warn you that you better stop this business of being ma'aber shanim and kaveh chadashim l'chutzarts. So v'im l'achinu shabagol. Shabagola, Im Shomin Mutavim Lav, Yalu Lahar, and tell the Achenu Shabagola that if they listen to what we say, good, and otherwise, they should go up to one of the mountains, Achia Yivna Mizbeach, the Achia, which is the head of the Bnei Gola, will build a Mizbeach, Chananya Yinagin Bekinor, and Chananya will play a Kinor, Vichbru Kulam Viomru, Shelem Chelik, Vilke Yisrael. You might as well go up to a mountaintop and scream that you don't have a Chelik in Vilke Yisrael. Miyad Go Kalam Vichia, servant started to cry, Vamru, Chas Vasholem, Yeshalem Chelik Vilke Yisrael. That is not at all what we want. We do have a Chelik in Vilke Yisrael. Vikol Kach Lama, why were there so machmir about being Mavr Shonim Kaveh Chadashim and Chutzlaritz to put him in Nidwe and to say in them Chelik Vilke Yisrael? Mishum Shnemar Kimit Zion Tetzi Torah, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. The Torah has to emanate from Zion, from Yerushalayim. So Bishlam Humitar Vehe Metamin Luchumra. I understand why he was Metar and they're Metame. I understand how they're allowed to do that. They're going more Luchumra. Elohu Metame Vehe Metar and Hechiavi. But how could they be more Makel than him? Vatani Chacham Shatime Ein Chaver Rashai Lutar. Osar Ein Chaver Rashai Lahatir. If one Chacham Paskins one way, you're not allowed to Paskin more Lakula. So Ksavi Kethlo Nigru Basre. They thought that this was an Eis Nasos, that they had to do this in order that the Bnei Gola shouldn't listen to him. There's Machlok, we showed him why it is that a Chacham is not allowed to go against the first Chacham, either Mishum Kavodo Shal Rishon, which you certainly understand why that won't apply over here, or because it's Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Sura. That once people listen to the first Chacham, it already becomes a Chaticha Di Sura. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish the Masechta starting from Tanur Rabbanan.